When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
Bum-ba-da-bum.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Tuesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Another satellite studio location here out on the front porch. Got a house full of kids, so in order for the audio and video to not be compromised, we are out here. But even though we are on the front porch, we are still brought to you by our friends at College Corner. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you. Three locations: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. Go check them out. They've got everything you need if you're ready to get a jump start on the fall for the much anticipated college football season. You can go there. They got tailgating supplies. If you need to get a gift for someone, maybe a birthday, maybe a very belated Father's Day gift, or you just want to treat yourself, go there. They got polos, they got t-shirts, they got lightweight hoodies, they got real tree gear, all that and more at College Corner. And if you can't get to a physical store, you can go online and check them out, collegecornerstore.com. All right, without further ado, let's bring in our guest. He is a friend of the program. It's our good buddy, Troy Sutherland of Perfect Game, national scouting coordinator for the Mid-South. We are here to talk MLB draft because it is about that time, Troy. How are we doing?
How you doing? Good. Glad to be on.
Yeah. So let's get right to it, man. I think most people know by now. I have put it out plenty, and I think everybody can kind of read between the lines, but the top overall signee for Ole Miss, Slade Caldwell, outfielder out of Valley View High School in Jonesboro, Arkansas, is expected to go very early. It's not going to be Ole Miss, I don't think. Something would have to go terribly wrong in the draft for him to slide. But to me, he's fascinating. It's a really fascinating prospect and kind of a shift in scouting and how GMs value certain players. You know, with the build, because he's not a big guy. You've seen him in person, but just what kind of prospect is Ole Miss missing out on? Just what makes him so good?
I think Slade's just easily one of my favorite players to watch that I've ever scouted, just because he plays the game with so much passion and energy. He can impact the baseball. You're going to see him grow into some power, but I wouldn't say that's like the headline of like the tools for him. I would say it's the speed and the true hit tool. I think those are both advanced. You know, he ran a 6.5 flat at PG National last year. But he's one of those guys where I sit there and I watch him play, and I'm like, I could see this guy running low sixes. You know, like he plays fast. You know, we say that with football players all the time. You know, this corner plays fast, or this linebacker can get sideline to sideline. But like when you watch Slade play baseball, you're like, this guy gets extra bases by playing fast.
Yeah. Good buddy of mine, Clyde Avant, his speed coach with a glide speed. He's worked a ton with Vanderbilt. He's close with Tim Corbin. So he's been around some talented dudes. You know, he's worked with Enrique Bradfield, Tony Kemp. So he knows speed. And I asked him about Slade, and he was just like, man, they don't make him like him. Like, he's a special kid. He's a special talent. It's unfortunate that Ole Miss will not get him to campus, but I truly one of those where, you know, I will follow his career wherever he goes, because I'm really intrigued to see what he does, you know, in the minors and if he gets to the bigs. Because, you look around the pros right now, I mean, you've got guys that are very similar to his build that are doing extremely well.
Right. And I think that was kind of the comp last year when Corbin Carroll was kind of taking the scene by storm. It was, all right, well, Corbin Carroll's doing this in the show. He's stealing 40 bags and hitting 25 bombs. Like, who's to say that in 4 or 5 years down the line, whenever, that Slade Caldwell couldn't become that?
Yeah.
And everybody wants to chase that, obviously, because, I mean, that was great.
Right. And you've seen him live. I've only seen, you know, film, and I've talked to coaches and people that have seen him. And yeah, truly he's got some juice. It's not just a, you know, slap it through the six hole, you know, infield single. Like, he's got some real power already. So yeah, I'm excited to see what he does in a couple of years.
Totally agree that there's power upside in there. Like, I always thought the path played more for like just line drives, line to line, which is fine with me. Like, if he's a guy where, you know, like, I know we devalue batting average in 2024, but like, if he bats around 300 with 30 bags and a handful of bombs, like, I think that's an impact player.
Yeah. Speaking of impact, Cade Townsend, another signee Ole Miss grabbed, fingers crossed. I imagine Mike Bianco and Carl Lafferty and Mike Clement are really hoping that some luck will slide their way here. Truly a fascinating story. Was homeschooled and always competed, you know, on the like camp circuit and stuff. And then went to Santa Margarita Catholic and just dominated. You're familiar with that area. Just a true analytics numbers, like, nerd prospect. I mean, the spin rates are absurd. He's had a really good couple weeks. He was really impressive at the combine, but tell us about Cade, and, you know, maybe give your opinion on if he maybe gets to campus or not.
I'm a big Cade Townsend fan. It's like a sleeper in this draft. You know, like, you look around PG's board, other boards in the industry, and no one probably has him in the range that I would personally have him. I mean, he's 19 in 1 month, so he's a little bit on the older side for a prospect. So maybe that, like, changes a little bit of things because you're losing out on those development years. But it's a big, loose arm, you know, like, good breaking ball, high spin. I think the changeup will play. So I probably at least 50 spots higher than any other board in the country on it.
Oh, wow. Okay. And is that just based on the upside or just what you get immediately with him?
Like, when I watch the film, like, from a lot of our guys that crush it on the West Coast, you know, it's just, it looks like something I'm interested in. It's like a low release height with two good off-speed pitches and a lot of strikes. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was doing some reading. Some folks out there at the Orange County Register were doing some things, and it seems like the fastball is obviously got some power. You know, it's definitely got some juice, but yeah, the 2-3 pitch mix already for a high school guy has to be enticing to pro front offices, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see him go, like, I don't know, or like around five, maybe. Like, yeah, okay. I think if he gets to round five and gets that money, I think he'll go. Like, okay. I could very well see that somebody's setting that up nicely for him right now, where he gets to where his range is for his money, and they take him right on slot and call it a day.
And I was going to, for those that the listeners and the viewers that may not know, what's kind of the range of the money around that time in the draft?
You know, I wouldn't want to like throw an exact slot number out without looking it up, just because like, that's not my expertise truly.
And it kind of fluctuates too, right?
Yeah. Let's see.
Because now it's fascinating with what you can do with NIL, to where I think you see a lot of guys doing this now, where certainly pro talents, but if they slide a little bit, maybe they compare the number of what they get from a pro organization to what they could potentially get in college.
Right. And I don't know what Ole Miss's NIL collective looks like in general, but I know they got some. I mean, you're an SEC school and in the heart of it, so. Like, that's a guy where if he falls a little bit and you can boost that number up a little bit, you might be able to get 3 years out of him just for that.
Right. And you're probably leaning more towards him going right now.
I would. I think I just think there's a lot of people in the industry when you talk to people that like him. So
yeah,
like when you get down to like, we have him at like 140 or 150 something. Like when you get to that, down to that range, like it's very hit and miss on guys when you talk to like pro teams. And a lot of the feedback I've got on Cade Townsend has been really positive. So, but I also know that during, I think his playoff start, one of our guys from California was in there and he said there was very minimal heat in to watch him start. So maybe that's a positive sign too. So,
okay. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, before we get to Owen Pano, I did want to ask, like, it seems like things are kind of shifting a little bit because less teams in the minors, you got more resources in college, the draft has been shortened, you know, maybe not directly related to this draft or this group of Ole Miss signees, but do you anticipate more high school guys that are those fringe guys going pro because of NIL and just the uncertainty?
I would say it's probably vice versa with this shortened draft.
Oh, is, wow.
You're going to see more college guys. And I think that really shows at the top of this year's draft. Like when you look at the top 10, like maybe Connor Griffin, like, and that's it.
Yeah. Like, that or I guess I meant like more high school guys going to college.
Oh yeah. I definitely see that effect going on just because when they take a guy now, like they don't have years to wait on him. Like you have to be a pro in 6 years. And that was something I was talking with the Northwest recruiting coordinator. And we were talking about how he's seeing it get back to JUCO now. So, it's a whole different landscape now than it was just a few years ago.
And is that just because at JUCO you can be out in one or two instead of three?
Well, you're seeing like high level D1s end up cutting these high level high school prospects they bring in because the portal's accessible to them, so they can get some guy that like Seaver King. They can get some guy that batted 346 at Wingate. And like that guy's not going to hang out at Wingate and just like rot, you know, he's going to go try to better his career and do that whole thing. So.
All right. The other guy that's on MLB radars and another guy that kind of an interesting spring. Owen Pano has been like a household name in the Northeast, really good shortstop, big frame, kind of has a, in my opinion, like a pretty consistently across the board game, like hits well, fields pretty well, good arm. Kind of slid a little bit mid to late spring on some boards. What's his story right now?
I would say Pano is like, I hate to call him a bag of averages because he's really not, but like just the tools are level across the board, you know, but he has huge power upside and a smooth left-handed stroke. So like, that's going to play. Like he's a 6'3", I think he's listed as. Shortstop with a smooth left-hand stroke and like above average defensive tools. Like he's a guy that's like the long-term play, I would say. Like if you're looking at a guy like second or third round, like we don't have him anywhere near that. But like this is a guy a few years ago where this is a second or third round shortstop because he's 6'3", and we can just throw him the system. And when he eventually comes into that juice, he's going to fly up the board.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that bigger frame shortstop and, you know, bigger frame middle infield guy at this point where it's not your traditional, like, you know, 5'11", 6 foot. Like, you got these big physical shortstops now. Ole Miss has had a bunch recently. I mean, you saw in the College World Series, like, Christian Moore, second baseman, big dude, physical. If he makes it to campus, I would be intrigued to see how much he can push to play early. Now that, you know, the bat's got to play because you can only do so much with some defense in college, especially now with all the analytics and the studies that have been done with like launch angles and things like that. But he's one that I think Ole Miss fans should keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah. I think it's a good to fair shot that he ends up on campus. Like I think everybody down the list, like if I had to rank them, it would be Slade's next to no chance. Mm-hmm. And then Townsend, I'd probably lean draft. And then Pano's where you start to get in that middle ground.
Yeah. Next one that you were, before we hit record, you were talking about, you're pretty high on him, an in-state guy. Another big physical infielder, but what's your take on the third baseman from Gulfport?
Sorovia can bang. This kid can mash. I mean, you guys are gonna get one look at him down there and be like, look at those legs. Like, he's a strong dude, and it plays through the barrel. So there's really no like glaring weakness in Sorovia's game either. I mean, he's gonna play third base. Like it's not one of those fringy shortstop, move him over kind of a project. I think like he can come in there and be a glove and with a good arm that can play left to second, and he's going to get it on the barrel a bunch. I don't think there's like the high variance of swing and miss there where like Caden Irving, for example, last year when you guys brought him in, it was, all right, this is a big cat and he can bang it off the light pole, but like, is he going to get it on the barrel enough? And I think Sorovia is a lot safer in that aspect.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of shades of like Tyler Keenan a couple years ago that Ole Miss had, just a, you know, guy that looks like a linebacker that can play the hot corner well and can also swing it.
Right.
Yeah. Is there any draft risk there in your opinion?
I think somebody could easily fall in love with him. Like, and that's what it all comes down to. Is it like at the end of the day, it only takes one guy to really like you.
I was going to say, it only takes one.
Yeah. You don't need everybody to like you. Like, yeah. I don't know if everybody likes anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a chance. I mean, he's a top 100 player for us further down the draft board, but still, I mean, there's lots of talent there.
Yeah. Before we get into kind of the rest of the board for the Ole Miss top 10 class, I do want to remind everybody, show is also brought to you by our friends at USA Benefits Group and our good buddy Drew Moak. If you are looking to cut those health insurance premiums by as much as 20% to 30%, you can hit up our guy Drew, or you can check him out at usabg.com/DMOAK. And if you do so, you can get a free quote. So everything from Medicare to basic dental, vision, life insurance, all of that. Drew is local and he's accessible, which is crucial for health insurance. He's an Ole Miss guy. He's located in Mississippi, but he also has a license in 7 states and he works with 35 different carriers. So he can help you with pretty much anything you need with health insurance. So give him a call today, 601-953-8449. Or if you prefer to go the World Wide Web, again, usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. All right, looking at the rest of the board here, a couple other guys I wanted to ask you about. Caden Lopez out of Florida. Ole Miss always does a really good job of recruiting the Sunshine State, especially at Oviedo. Is there anyone else on the board that kind of jumps out to you? Not necessarily for the draft, but just somebody that you like.
I like Hayden Federico out of Louisiana. I mean,
okay.
QB1, switch hitting, shortstop. Yeah. You know, like this is just an athlete. You know, like this will be his first year playing exclusively baseball, and like who knows what that could be molded into like a couple years down the line. Like, I think that's a really interesting one.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Are you looking at cutting your health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%? Are you aging into Medicare and need help finding a Medicare supplement plan? Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, and he can help you with any of your health insurance needs. From regular health plans to life insurance to dental and vision and even Medicare, he has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today. it's the perfect time to play a round of golf. And if you're looking for a premier golf course in Northwest Mississippi or the Memphis, Tennessee area, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club in Olive Branch. This 18-hole par 72 course includes four sets of tees to accommodate all players and has 11 lakes, 52 bunkers, and the wide Zoysia fairways and extra large champion Bermuda greens and clean roughs make for an excellent opportunity every single time to post a number. If you need a premier golf experience in the Mid-South, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Call them at 662-893-4444 or check them out, olivebranchgolf.com.
I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in six great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix toothpicks. A proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I can't let you get off without talking about my DeSoto County guys. You know how this goes.
Yeah, let's hear it. Because, look, that's been kind of a bugaboo for Ole Miss with, Mississippi State always recruits DeSoto County well. And then, probably one of the better travel ball organizations in the country is run by a Mississippi State alum in Ed Easley. So it's been tough sledding in DeSoto County. Not only for Mississippi State, but just the draft usually scoops them up. But let's get into North Mississippi. What you got?
All right, we got Stone McKay. Went to Lewisburg. He's a guy post TJ came back like right in the beginning of the year. Was kind of spraying it, but there is big time stuff there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we get to next spring and it's 93-95 with a really, really good slider and a really good athlete. Like, I think he has outlier stuff that could play a high leverage role right off the bat his freshman year and then develop into a starter long term. But I would keep an eye on that name just because I have a lot of outings under my belt of him. And every time I watch the slider, I'm like, that's a big league slider. Like, it is very sharp.
Yeah. What are the spin rates on that?
I don't have any specific spins. I know it can get north of 2,500. I don't think it's like a 3K breaker, but like I think last time's 25, 26. Like,
but okay,
still very, very good for the age.
Yeah.
Then you got rival high school Hernando with Thomas Mitchell. Thomas Mitchell's kind of an interesting cat. Like he's a bigger kid. Like I wouldn't say he's like peak athletic shape, but he comes in there and throws a heavy fastball, and he'll get sneak it underneath your hands and flip his little short slider in there, and he'll miss barrels. And that guy just knows how to navigate. And I think that's a good tool to have. Like, if you don't have the exploding stuff, have the ability to pitch, So he's an interesting one that I'll keep my eye on.
And then kind of looking at the rest of the class, what about Tyler Acevedo out of New York? Another New York infielder, as Ole Miss is going to try to land two with Pano and him. What's the I know it's not in your area of expertise, but what's the book on him?
I don't have like a lot on Acevedo. I don't have any personal looks at this guy. But what I did in my research before we got on here, he's just a good athlete. You know, he's a sub-7 runner with a short, quick swing. I mean, I think it's middle of the field type defensive tools. Like maybe you have him at second and Pano at short, like ideally. But I think this is probably a guy, like once you start getting into the middle and the back end of these boards, like you're looking at guys that can help you in 2026, really, you know, like, I don't think when we get down to that level, we're looking at guys that are going to be impact guys right away. But who knows? I mean, I think the arms are more likely to impact right away, at least the ones you guys have signed this year, than some of these later position players. So
last one that is in your zone of the Mid-South, or at least I think it is. I've seen him pop up a lot on Perfect Game Twitter and just seeing some videos of him. It's hard to miss. Cooper Johnson at 6'5", big infielder. You know, Ole Miss fans, maybe their ears perk up a little bit because they had a Cooper Johnson a couple years ago that played catcher right. from the Midwest. But what about this guy from Georgia?
I mean, it's a big left-handed stick. You know, it's you hope to develop him into like a Blake Burke, really. Like you're what's he listed at here? Let's see. 6'5", 210. I mean, yeah. he's gonna impact the game in the air. But I think the Ole Miss needs some of that. I think they lack thump. And
yeah,
I think they lack thump in a big way. So like if you can have somebody that comes in and lights it up in the fall and then you have an impact bat as a freshman in the middle of your order, like
sure.
That would be a dream scenario for Bianco, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else we miss, or anybody that you like, or you might want to touch on?
Let's look at the board next year. Let's do my little preview, because I did this with Slade in 23.
That's right. Let's go ahead and look at 25.
I'm a huge Bryden Bull fan. I think that's pretty well known at this point.
Phenomenal name.
Yeah, he's out of Las Vegas and another big left-handed stick, but like a sneaky athlete too. Like it's a long, lean athlete that's going to add strength and hopefully hit a bunch of bombs at Swayze in the coming years. But I could see him rocketing up boards like in senior year. Once everybody starts caring about that class, then that's going to be where he shines. Griffin Enos, I mean, right-handed outfielder, that kid can cover ground. He's got bat speed. Like, you're looking at real tools there. I mean, Coy James at the top of the class, he's been like one of the most consistent performers at PG events. Like, you look at his stat line at the end of the year in Perfect Game events, and he plays in a bunch of them, and it's going to be like 446 with 25 extra base hits and a bunch of bags. Like, I think that'll be the guy where we have this conversation next year, and is Coy James going to get to campus or not? So,
because he's pretty much in like the top 10, top 20 overall range right now. Yeah, right?
He's number 9 in the class. For
okay. 20. Yeah. He's so. Doing all right.
Yeah.
yeah. And then I want to ask you, and just for, you could tell your buddies that go scout Griffin Enos, make sure they know that it's pronounced Corinth, not Corinth. the locals will tell you real quick. It's like Car-inth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of him lately. He looks like he's kind of growing into his frame and can really swing it. Speaking of frame and swinging it, in your area, DeSoto County at Hernando, Luke Romine is an interesting dude. Kind of maybe going back to talking about the hit tools there, but maybe some swing and miss. I haven't seen him live. I assume you have. What's he looked like this year?
I'm a big Romine fan. He was coming off an ACL injury this year. But when he got back on the field for Hernando, it was pretty much as expected. He can lose the ball line to line. Kid is an All-American in the weight room. Like, if you haven't typed it in your Twitter search bar, like, watch Luke Romine, like, squat. Like, it's it's pleasant. Like the kid gets after it. I think Hernando just as a whole has really adopted like a blue collar mentality and like play with a little bit of edge, similar to like national champion Vols, you know, like,
yeah,
love him or hate him. Like Tony Vitello gets the best out of those kids.
Yeah.
So I think Romine plays with a little bit of that demeanor, which I love. So,
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, like, I was talking with a buddy last night watching the game, and, you know, baseball in general, college baseball, because it's such a niche sport for most people, like, you know, in the South, it's huge. Everybody watches it. Everybody keeps up. It's not big for everybody, but like you need baseball to have more personality, more flair. Cause I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know it. I grew up playing it my whole life. I now cover it. Baseball at its core is very boring. And it's very slow, and you know, the pitch clock has helped a lot, but yeah, man, like don't the bat flips, the celebrations at second after doubles, like you need more of that. Like I think that's good for the game.
Yeah. I'm just a big fan of getting after somebody. Like I don't want to just beat you. I want to take your soul. So like when we go out there and you think I'm disrespecting you, how about you just be better? You know,
right?
Like when the game's over, I'm more than willing to shake your hand, win or lose. But when we're in between lines, like I'm trying to ruin you.
Yeah. That's what I've always said about bat flips. Like, you know, it's like what Michael Irvin said on the U documentary years ago. You know, if you don't want us dancing, don't let us in the end zone.
100% agree.
Like if you don't like bat flips, you know, throw a better two strike pitch, you know, don't miss up or something, you know?
Yeah.
Another guy in the 25 class that I've seen a little bit on Twitter, it's small town in Mississippi, but a really, really, really good high school program. Leo Odom, big guy, 6'2", 200 plus right-handed pitcher. That anytime you can get somebody out of Summerall High School in Mississippi, it's a good thing. That's a well-oiled machine down there.
I think what I've heard on Odom is he's just a real competitor. And I think similar to how Brady Stinnett is coming in this 24 class, like I have multiple outings of Brady Stinnett under my belt where I came away like that kid's a gamer. Like he gets on the hill and he competes. And I think like what I've heard on Odom was similar to that extent. So,
okay. Anybody else that sticks out in this class? I know they got a catcher, in Kelvin Pereira Areño. It's been kind of interesting. Ole Miss has always been steady at catcher. They had a lot of issues this year. Campbell Smithwick still trying to figure out if he's going to be behind the dish or in the outfield. They had Eli Birch that, you know, they played a lot back there, and he struggled to defend, and he's in the portal now. So it's interesting Mike Bianco, former catcher, you normally expect that to be a position of, you know, really solid, but I don't know if you've gotten your eyes on him, but
I think Smithwick hangs out behind the plate. Like you just turn that thing over to Smithwick. He's going to handle the staff. Like I think the bat's going to get better. Like in the bat through the prep circuit really played. I probably was always defense heads the profile for me personally, but I thought it was like almost unique tools defensively. Like I think there's huge arm and really innate instincts. So
yeah.
I would be more than comfortable sticking with him and Trent Lyons. Like, I think Trent Lyons grows into be like a pretty regular installation in that lineup. So,
here's another last thing here. DeSoto County guy, I don't know if you were there, you might have been before your time, but you might have gotten eyes on him. Colin Reuter. Ole Miss just picked him up out of the portal. He was at BYU, he played at Magnolia Heights, another great program. So I expect him to be the catcher next year, and he's probably kind of a 1 year stopgap kind of dude that's going to play at Ole Miss and then go pro. But that'll be good because you'll platoon, let Smithwick get back there, get some innings, and because that, you know, Reuter can't do every game.
The portal just changes everything. He can just fix holes like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen, I mean, that's pretty much been kind of the book the last couple of years with a lot of the College World Series teams. I mean, you have a hole, you have a couple guys graduate, just go to the portal, write a check, and there you go.
Yeah, recruit well and then fill your holes immediately. Yeah. And you don't have to wait for another kid to develop or another kid that's fringe draft guy or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Just go and plug it. One more guy I want to mention is Landon Waters from Meridian.
Okay.
I think it's one of Ole Miss's few JUCO pickups coming in this year, but that could be an arm that competes right away for a role. It's a really good slider and like low 90s fastball. I think he could be a piece out of the pen next year for y'all. So,
okay. Last little hot seat question here. Quote breaking news, but everybody knew it was coming. Pierce is out at Texas. Who do you think they get?
Well, it always seemed like it was Troy Tulowitzki's job to have once Pierce was done. So I wouldn't rule that out by any stretch. I know, like, if you fire Pierce, then why would you want to keep his assistant? But
right.
So there's that, and I totally understand that. But Mingione would be my first call.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, he's done a phenomenal job at Kentucky. I mean, quickly, too. They're invested now because of how, you know, high of a clip they're winning at. A couple names that I've heard, you know, obviously Schlossnagel. I just don't get that. I don't see him. You've probably seen the quote by now after the game last night. He was very, very adamant about, you know, he's not going anywhere. I don't think he should. I mean, you're at a place where you've got it made. You've got everything you need NIL-wise. You can recruit the state of Texas, and you can go out and hit the portal. That doesn't make any sense to me. The one that makes the most sense to me is Tony Vitello.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it makes sense for me because, I mean, Tennessee people aren't going to like it, but look, Texas is a better job. Yeah. And you're going to have way, 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 way more resources. Now, it's a pressure cooker. I mean, they're gonna expect you to win and win now. I feel like that's got to be the first call.
Really any boost. Like I can say this with pretty good certainty is I think A&M's a better job than Texas. Like in 2024.
Okay.
I think that might be a little bit of a bold take, but I do. I think A&M's a better job than Texas, and I think after what Vitello's built and all the interest that he has behind him and the program there,
sure,
I don't see him leaving either. Like, I think this is his.
And they're getting him a new stadium.
Yeah.
I imagine they're working on his contract right now. Danny White has probably took a red eye from Omaha back to Knoxville to start working on it.
Yeah, I imagine he'll be the highest paid college baseball coach by next season.
Yeah. It's kind of like, and maybe this isn't a thing. You would know better than me. I feel like because Vitello is younger, he can take a chance on something like this. Whereas like Schlossnagel, which I don't know how old Schloss is, but he's older than Vitello.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of set. And yeah, like you said, A&M's a great job.
Yeah. I think Tennessee's a great job too. But I mean, Texas is Texas. It's like USC football. Like,
yeah,
I'm a USC guy. So there's a little bit of homer take, but like when we got Lincoln Riley, we could go out and get Lincoln Riley because we're USC, you know? So,
right. Haven't heard anybody else really. I know Rob Vaughn from Alabama has been kind of a hot name. He's done a good job there. It's not a baseball school and he's done well. The one that Ole Miss fans talked about a lot when it was up in the air about Bianco was, Bakich at Clemson.
Right.
I know he's well respected, you know, took Michigan to the national title series a couple years ago. And he's been Clemson was legit this year.
Right. And he's done a hell of a job recruiting there. I mean, he has gotten the players to go there, and he's gotten the players to go there from up north too, which is even more impressive.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to follow because it's like you said, it's Texas. So they're going to swing big.
And it could very well be a name we just aren't expecting. Like, I mean, who even knows? Like, everybody thinks Schlossnagel and Vitello right off the bat because they were the ones in the World Series this year. And when Texas comes open, you always look to just the biggest candidate. But who knows what will happen?
Yeah. right. Well, Troy, again, always a pleasure. We appreciate you making some time for us here on the flagship. Before we get out of here, make sure to tell the folks where they can find you and find all your work.
Yep. T Sutherland PG on Twitter. And yeah, that's about all I got. Come out to an event. Come see us. Love to have you.
Yep. That's Troy Sutherland of Perfect Game, National Recruiting Coordinator for the Mid-South. We appreciate him coming on. We appreciate College Corner and USA Benefits Group, as they are proud sponsors of the show each and every time we get on here. Troy, we'll do it again soon. We'll do a little post-draft recap and look ahead to the future for Ole Miss. Yeah, but
we'll see where Slay lands.
Yeah. But that'll do it for this edition of the flagship. Make sure to stay locked in, omspirit.com. A lot of things are moving quickly for football recruiting right now, but it's the dead period. But as you know, it's never dead during the dead period. So we'll have recruiting coverage there. We've got baseball portal stuff there as well. And more preview for football season in 2024. So for Troy, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. Till next time, we out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.